And now with Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
And It Feels Good is brought to you by Cupcake Lighthearted. All the taste.
80 little bitty calories.
Please drink Cupcake Lighthearted responsibly. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
Can there be more than one goat? If you ask football fans, there's only one, and his name is Tom Brady.
Well, depending, if you ask football fans around here, sure.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, that is his nickname. I mean, let's be honest. Like, everyone calls him the GOAT. But in the Broadway musical world, there's actually another GOAT, and his name is Hugh Jackman. Yes, actor Wolverine. Yeah, anyone ring a bell? Yeah, yeah. Do you know that the Australian actor, who's been in dozens and dozens of films, is also a musician and an absolute Broadway superstar? Hugh has starred in musicals like The Boy from Oz, Les Mis. If you haven't seen that movie, it's amazing. The Greatest Showman, my favorite movie of all time. Oklahoma and The Music Man, which is actually now out on Broadway in New York City. And just for kicks, I went to the website to see how much tickets were. $550, which is before tax and before the fees. So per ticket, that is one of the most expensive Broadway musicals that is in New York City right now.
Yeah, I looked into tickets for not that show, but for Lion King.
Yeah.
My family's going to go to...
Yeah, how much was Lion King?
It was like... 300 a ticket?
Wow! Okay, yeah. So this is almost double when you put in the taxes and fees. So what I'm saying is he's a Broadway stud, and I actually learned that he's the longest running movie superhero in history as well as his roles in Wolverine. Yeah. So can you imagine being a cast member in one of those shows, getting to work and sing next to a singing movie star superhero? 11-year-old Benjamin Pajak is in the cast, and he gets to work next to him every night. But this week, little Benjamin didn't care about performing with the Broadway GOAT because he got something even better. 10 minutes before they hit the stage on Thursday night, Hugh Jackman gave his 11-year-old co-star a surprise, and it was an autographed Tom Brady Buccaneers jersey. Here's the reaction.
Okay, now I didn't have time, it just came. I didn't have time to wrap it or anything.
Okay.
You ready?
No. Oh my god!
Tom Brady.
I want to cry, I don't want to cry.
Cry, baby! Cry for Tom Brady! It's worth it. Say hi to Tom.
Hi, Tom.
I feel like we're going to be keeping the cry for Tom Brady
so too.
Drop around for a while.
Hugh put the video on his Instagram and said, quote, Tom Brady, you are all class. Thanks so much for making Benjamin the happiest 11-year-old in the world. I owe you big time. So this goes to show, even if you are the greatest showman, there's always a more important goat, and that's Tom Brady. That's your Feels Good for today.
All right. Coming up.
Notice that was my favorite story of all time.
I'm not commenting on...
I know. You didn't even give me an applause. Really? For Hugh Jackman, at least?
Tom Brady. It's for Hugh Jackman.
Okay, good.
I'm pretty sick of Brady. But anyway. Oh, no. He did a great job. He signed at the thing. I mean, how long did that take? It's more important than...
What are you taking away from my Feels Good story?
No, it's not. It's great that Hugh Jackman was able to do that. That he put the effort in. Because what he did actually took effort. All Tom Brady had to do was take out a pen and sign something.
Hugh Jackman probably paid for the jersey.
Yeah. No, Hugh Jackman probably signed it. He probably spent all night learning Tom Brady's signature. Anyway, coming up, we got $1,000 Minute. And in $1,000 Minute, I'm going to ask you this question. How many letters are in the word Worcester? You know,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.